right, well, here you go.
How we live, because disappointment is a way of life.
Anybody here that's never had a disappointment in life, as I said last week, raise your hands. Well, of course, everybody has to deal with disappointments on some level, some way, shape, or form. Everybody agree with that and say amen.
Amen.
That's right. Even Jesus had to deal with all kinds of disappointments because he dealt with sin. Sin is going to bring disappointments in our lives. But how we react to disappointments can bring even more sin into our lives. If you understand that, give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, we had this scripture up here last week. We're going to review it, and then we're going to move on just a little bit. Look up here at Psalms 105. The Lord is good. And we all say,
amen.
Amen. Well, of course he is. His mercy is what?
Everlasting.
Everlasting. From the moment he forgave me, his mercy will take me on into eternity. Jesus' mercy, love, and amazing grace is for eternity. Everybody said?
Amen.
And his truth endureth. I love this word, endureth, to all generations. From the moment, from the beginning of human history till the day we live right now, every generation has experienced that the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his love and truth endureth until the day he returns to this planet. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, let's go to the next scripture. Paul writes here and says, and you've heard of this scripture. Let me try to break it down for you. For now we see through a glass what? Darkly. Actually, the Greek word is dimly. In other words, we're not focused as good. As I get older, I got a heavy status. Well, no, I don't keep you focused, but it allows me to read. Thank you. Mark, just stay back here and listen. You know, I'll be okay. Now, if I don't, that's why this prints me. If not, I'd have to be doing this. Because without this, I can't read as clearly because everything up front's a little bit of a blur. You get it far enough away from me, man, I can read the smallest print if it's a mile away from me. But if it's up close anymore, I gotta have these things. Well, this is sort of the way we see life. We don't understand everything that happens in life because we don't get the clear picture yet. For now we see through a glass darkly, dimly. But then, face to face. Now I know in part, but then, so I know, even as also as I know. Now, let me tell you what that means. As long as I'm in this flesh, living on this planet, I've got to walk by faith. I don't have a clue what's going to happen tomorrow. I didn't have a clue last Sunday when I left here what kind of week I was going to have, what all I was going to have to deal with. Didn't have a clue. Didn't know. That's why as Christian people, we have to take it one day at a time. You don't have a clue what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday. You don't have a clue what's going to happen. We haven't even got there yet. Some of you may not live to see tomorrow, to be honest with you. The Lord could come today. We don't have a clear vision of what's going to happen, so we have to walk by what?
Faith.
Faith. And that's exactly what this means. Now, there's going to come a day when I'm going to know it all. Okay? There's going to come a day when I'm going to see Jesus, and he's going to explain why I've had to deal with everything I've had to deal with in life. I've got all kinds of health issues. I've got all kinds of stuff that's going on. I don't know why that happened to me. In the scheme of things, it really doesn't matter.
Amen.
I'm here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to live out my faith in front of other people so that they can come to know the love of Jesus. That's the only reason I'm on this planet. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, Satan's way is when disappointments come along, how we react to it affects our witness. Because some of the greatest things that we can do in life when disappointments come along is to say, I'm going to walk by faith. I don't understand why this happened. I don't understand why I lost my job.
I don't understand why the money's tight. I don't understand why my wife does this, my husband does this, my kids do this, my parents do that. I don't know. I don't know why the church is going through what it's going through. I don't know why this happens. I don't know why people get killed. I don't know why there's wars across the globe. Here's the only thing that I know, is I'm going to walk by faith every day. Because even though I don't know, I serve a God that does. I want Him in my corner every day of my life. Because a day without Him means I'm going to fail and I'm going to fall. I do not want to fail. I do not want to fall. I want to live every day for Him. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, let me take a moment and read from my favorite book. This guy puts a lot better than I put it. Listen closely. This is some neat stuff here, folks. If your faith is being tested, and here's the key word, if. It's going to be tested. It's going to be tested before this day is over with. Every day your faith is tested. Everybody understand that? Shake your head yes. All right? Listen to this. If your faith is being tested by difficult circumstances. Now, circumstances are always difficult. I've never come across a circumstance yet. If it's called a circumstance, it's difficult. Okay? That's just the way I see it. All right? That's what my psychology teacher always told me. She said, if it's a circumstance, believe me, it's difficult. All right. Perhaps it's time to ask yourself three important questions. Question number one, how does God want me to respond? How does God want you to respond to anything? How do you respond? Believe me, we got several ways we can respond. A lot of times we get angry that way. Oh my goodness gracious, we lose our what? Temper. Everybody here got a temper? Every woman, raise your hand. You got a temper. That's right. Behind every man is a woman who's got a temper. I can tell you that right now, okay? Listen, a temper, it's gotten me in more trouble than I can get out of sometimes, because usually what happens, when my temper comes up, my mouth kicks in the gear. Am I the only one like that? That's right. You let me get mad, I start acting just like Larry Gibbs. I'm going to tell you like that. I mean, you know, and then once the mouth gets put in gear, folks, then the party's on. All right? We say things, and, you know, we can apologize all day long, but here's another good thing. Most people remember. And it's hard to erase that memory of what someone said to me, when they said it, and why they said it. Marriages have been broken up because of the mouth. Friendship has been broken up because of the mouth. Churches have split across this globe because of the mouth. With me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Because it becomes a difficult circumstance. How does God want me to respond? Number one, respond with a lot of common sense. Okay? I'm a big believer in common sense. Okay? Always try to control your thoughts, your temper, and your mouth. If there's any way on this planet that you could learn to control that, you'd be surprised at the quality of life that you get. Now, can I do that on my own? No, I cannot. The only way I can do that is with the help of God. And I have prayed numerous times, Lord, help me with my temper, temperament, and mouth. You with me? Say amen.
Amen.
That's the only way I'm going to be able to control it. Because when Satan realizes you've got, as I call them, buttons. Some of us have big buttons, which means it takes nothing to hit. Okay? I mean, not everything. If you're under stress, your buttons this big, it just means everybody gets the least while they're under stress. I have asked God so many times in my life to make my buttons smaller, 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 and smaller. I've also asked Him to make my belly smaller. Okay? Now, because Satan likes to hit your button, and he wants to hit it every day. I'll put you in circumstances that hits it every day. And when it's hit,
that we go off on some type of god-awful tangent, and it does not represent God well at all. You with me so far? Say amen.
Amen.
That's the way Satan likes you. God doesn't like that. God wants you in control. Watch how you respond. And everybody said?
Amen.
Here's question number two. What does God want me to learn? Every circumstance you face in life is an education. Now, when I went through high school, both my kids are here this morning. Sometimes they don't watch me over there. I make them, because I told them I make straight A's. I was your average type of student until I met Monica. Of course, Monica was straight A's. So Monica had to help me through a lot of my senior year. College, you know, I was decent. Carl and I have been together to talk about our freshman years in college. You know, behind Carl's education as a woman, I can tell you that right now.
That's a lot of English paper.
That's right.
That's an English twice.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Education is a wonderful thing, all right? Because it requires you to study if you're going to pass, okay? We as Christian people need to study in order to pass the test of life. What do we study? Number one, you need to be a student of God's Word every day. Every day, be a student of God's Word. God's Word, these words, are what gets us through life every day. Every time we're put in a circumstances or we deal with disappointments, go to God's Word. That is the education. That's where we learn. Anytime you're on a mountaintop, people that are on a mountaintop all the time, I don't know about these people. They don't know about life. Sometimes you got to go through the valleys of life to learn what life's all about. Because every time I'm in a valley, God always brings me out of that valley. And when he does, I'm so thankful to be back on the mountaintop.
Amen.
I was in a valley. Yep. Every time I've been broke, God got me through it. Every time I've been sick, God's got me through it. Every time I've been around people in a bad mood, God's got me through it. He got me through the birth of my children. I was right there. I suffered through the birth of both of my children. Got me right through with pain medicine, and I stood right there beside Monica, held her hand, and said, "Come on, honey, I ain't got all day." No matter what the circumstances of life, if God gets you through it, even if it's a disappointment, you should learn from that. Once you learn, you'll be surprised. The next time it comes along, see, if you take a hammer and hit your hand, that hurts, don't it? You keep hitting your hand, they got to put you away. You're not right. Huh? Anybody sit there and just keep hitting their hand with a hammer, you got to put them away. They end up going to see people like Marsha. You know what I mean? That's just what happens. It hurts, people. You learn through pain. And then you're so thankful that once the pain's gone and you give God the glory. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Question three. Where does God want me to go from here? Where does he really want you to go? What's he want you to do? Once you've learned some lessons in life, here's what he wants you to do. He wants you to take those lessons and help other people get through difficult times in life. Sometimes it's the phone calls we make, sometimes it's the visits we make, and the world we live in today, sometimes it's the emails we get. Do we pray for other people? The way I have gotten through life is through the prayers of other people. The reason my mother is alive right now is because of the prayers of other people. Okay? This is how we help each other. Please, every day, pray for me. I need all I can get. I try to pray for this congregation every day. This is what we are to do for each other. What does God want us to learn through this is that we're all in the same boat. Nobody here is perfect. Everybody here has got circumstances and situations in life that you got to deal with. Nobody here got a perfect life. Nobody watching me on the internet's got a perfect life. So we all need to help each other. Get through it with each other's help. Pull each other through. Because here's the deal. And I'm going to close with this illustration. I'm not a very good swimmer. I've got the body that floats better than swimmers. My wife, good swimmer. Now, if you were drowning, who would you rather come to help you, Monica or me? You want the floater or the swimmer? Because if the floater comes, then two of you are going to drown. Makes sense so far? When you're drowning, when you're going under for the third time, you know somebody to come get you that has and knows what you're doing. Folks, we've got people that are dying and sinning every day. We need people to take the love of Christ. Because we're like people who are drowning out here. And we're throwing in the life vest every time we want you, Jesus, to know. Now, let me tell you something. I can throw you a life vest. I can come to help you. But it's going to be up to you whether you allow me to help you. I can throw you a life vest all live on, but if you don't grab it, you're going to drown. You with me so far? It's not my job to save you. My job is to tell you how God saved me. Because I can't save you. I didn't die for you. There's nothing I can do to save you. All I can do is say, listen, Jesus loved me. Jesus died for me. Jesus took a man here who was broken and made him whole again because I believe in his love, in his grace, in his mercy. Even in the darkest days of my life, when I looked through a glass very dimly, he knew what tomorrow was going to bring. That's what Jesus is all about. That's what disappointments is all about. I don't understand why we go through what we go through. I don't know why my mother's up there fighting for a life. All I know is that somewhere along the line, God is going to get the glory. And I want him to get the glory. No matter how long I live, she lives, you live, until the Lord comes again. It's all about Jesus. It's not all about me. It's all about him. This church is all about Jesus and spreading the gospel as best we can. This church is hurting as well. We got people that don't attend anymore like they should. We got a lot of people that allow them saved to destroy their lives and get their crying shame. But I promise you this, this church is not here because of one person or two people or three people. This church is here by the grace of God. That's my
answer. Amen.
We need to pray for each other, pray for our congregation, and pray that God's word go forth. Nothing to hinder us, nothing to stop us until he comes again. Through life's disappointments, we understand. All it is an education. It's an education. Just because you fail one test doesn't mean you fail the course. Everybody here has failed at some level, gone through something at some point. Nobody here is perfect. Grab yourself, pick yourself up, quit feeling sorry for yourself, and say, hey, I will get through this with God's help and God's grace. Give him the glory, and you'll be surprised through life disappointments what he will do for you. This is the week of Thanksgiving. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful for Jesus. He is your life source, and everything about him gets you through every day. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Push forward. Father, I thank you. there's anybody here within the sound of my voice who needs a quiet time at this altar, we invite you to come. If you need me to pray with you, it would be my pleasure. Most of all, if you're lost today, you need Jesus. If you're watching me by internet, all you've got to do is to bow your heads. I don't care if you're in prison. I don't care if it's daylight or in the dark. All you've got to do is say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Come into my life. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I promise you, no matter where you're at on this planet, Jesus will save you for eternity. If you're here part of this congregation today, we need Jesus. Come, let me pray with you. It's life-changing because it's eternity. But whatever God's laid upon your heart, we invite you today to come. Jesus, most precious and holy name we pray. As Michael begins to play, would you come? We pray for you in Jesus' name. Thank you.